Monday, the NATO summit concluded in Chicago. It was the largest summit in the organization's 63-year history, with delegates from 60 countries in attendance. NATO forces agreed to end their leading role in Afghanistan and transition to an Afghan security team in 2013. U.S. troops, however, are anticipated to stay in Afghanistan until after 2014. Outside the summit this weekend, thousands protest and around 100 were arrested. Sunday, after a march led by U.S. veterans, along with Afghans for Peace, members of Iraq Veterans Against the War held a ceremony in which 40 veterans threw their war medals to the ground in the direction of the NATO summit. Among those was IVAW field organizer Maggie Martin, who served two tours in Iraq. As she discarded her medals, Martin said, "No amount of medals, ribbons, or flags can cover the amount of human suffering caused by these wars."
My name's Maggie Martin. I was a sergeant in the Army. I did two tours in Iraq. No amount of medals, ribbons, or flags can cover the amount of human suffering caused by these wars. We don't want this garbage. We want our human rights. We want our right to heal.
Joining us on the line is Maggie Martin, an organizer with Iraq Veterans Against the War. She served two tours in Iraq. Welcome, Maggie Martin.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being willing to come on. Explain what took place this weekend and why you discarded your medals, why you threw them back, and the significance of doing it at the NATO summit.
Well, we came together and we wanted to demonstrate our disapproval of the continued occupation of Afghanistan, and we, you know, use the Vietnam vets who returned their medals back in 1971 as an inspiration for this action. But to us, those medals symbolize the lies that were told to get the American people to participate in the global war on terror, and also they're a symbol of the failed policies in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's why we wanted to get them back.
What was the experience like throwing your medals?
It was really powerful. It felt really liberating for me to be there with my fellow veterans and once again stand up publicly and say that we withdraw our consent and that we're sorry for our participation in those wars, and we want to say that we don't support them, and that that we're standing in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and Iraq, and we want to support them in having self-determination of how their country is rebuilt and how they move on from here.
What was security like in Chicago?
It was very intense. There was an extreme amount of police officers. They lined the street that we marched down the whole 2 miles on both sides, shoulder to shoulder, separating the march from the rest of the public that came to observe. And then when we reached the end of the march near where the NATO summit was held, the police presence was even greater. There was just rows and rows of police and riot police. Police and helmets and pads with clubs and with wooden poles that were kind of on the outskirts of where the march was planned. When we walked out, we could see for blocks and blocks there were just more and more police that were getting ready to move in, I guess, if the crowd didn't disperse.
Maggie Martin, I met you at a march where there was significantly less of a police presence. It was October 2010, and it was the marking of the beginning of the 10th year of the war in Afghanistan, the longest war in U.S. history. And you marched with other members of Iraq Veterans Against the War from Walter Reed Medical Center down to Congress, this is several miles, to highlight a campaign that you were kicking off, Operation Recovery, Stop the Deployment of Traumatized Troops. Talk a little bit about that campaign.
Yes, we're really gearing up. We're in full force for this campaign, focusing on Fort Hood, Texas, the biggest U.S. military installation. When we mobilized there in 2010, they had the highest suicide rate by far of any military installation. And we're really putting pressure on the commanding general there, General Campbell, to do the right thing by his soldiers, to make sure that service members who are suffering from military sexual trauma post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injuries, to make sure that they're not forced to redeploy, to make sure that they receive medical care from medical professionals, and that military commanders are not allowed to override those that medical advice and send service members back to Afghanistan who have already suffered through these traumatic injuries. So we're really organizing the community at Fort Hood, the active duty soldiers, their family members, to all stand up for the right to heal, for the right kind of care and treatment for soldiers at Fort Hood and beyond. This campaign will be moving national. It already has an element that's working out of Joint Base Lewis-McChord out in Washington State, and other folks in IBAW who have been working on this campaign around the country.
Another issue you work on, another project, is Warrior Writers. What's that?
Yeah, Warrior Writers is a creative project that was born out of Iraq Veterans Against the War, and now they're grown enough to be out on their own. But it's a project that brings service members, especially from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, together to do creative writing and art making as a form of healing, community building, and then also recording our stories and our experiences from the military and from these wars.
Maggie Martin, I understand you recently graduated with a master's in social justice from Mary Grove College in Detroit, so congratulations on that front. Any final thoughts you care to share?
Thanks, Pete. I would just ask, you know, service members who are out there still serving, questioning why we're still in Afghanistan, I hope that you'll visit our website, ibaw.org. Veterans who have served, who are trying to get the care that they deserve from traumatic injuries, you're not alone. We're here to help you. And I hope that we can all stand together and make sure that everyone has a right to heal from these wars.
Thank you, Maggie Martin. Maggie Martin is a field organizer with Iraq Veterans Against the War, and she recently came back from Chicago, where the NATO summit was taking place.